right, we're ready to start the second half. It'll be Branson getting the ball to start the second half. And Paul Knight, from a coaching standpoint, from that side of it, as far as adjustments for the second half go, to me, I would think the team that has to adjust is Branson and their defense, because they can't put any pressure on the quarterback.
Well, they haven't put any pressure on the quarterback except for when he's gotten out of the pocket, rolling right or rolling left, and somebody comes up. But otherwise, they're bringing a three, maybe a four-man rush, and Miller's had plenty of time to take a look at the football field and get it where he wants to throw it. And I expect to see Branson put a little more pressure on him. They've jumped up and guard and started pushing the receivers around a little bit, up in their face, man-to-man coverage. So you expect to see that, but you also might see a blitz come from one of those inside linebackers.
So West Plains will kick it away. Cobb will kick it. And two deep receivers for the Pirates inside the 15-yard line. And Cobb will have the wind at his back. So let's see if Reed lets one go and just blasts it over their heads here.
I was going to say, they're standing at the 10, and he can kick it over their heads.
He's probably looking down there thinking, you guys are way
too shallow. You're too close to me.
Let's see if he puts a foot into one. Here's the approach.
He
one
did.
Drive, kick, and it's caught in the air at the 7. Running back to the left side, bounces wide, missed tackle, cuts it back against the grain, tackle from behind at the 38-yard line. First down for Branson right there.
I was going to say, Harlan, once again, here are the Branson Pirates catch the ball at the 8-yard line, take it all the way back to the 39. So a good kickoff return puts the Branson Pirates in good field position to start the second half.
And we wait for the Branson offense to come out at halftime. Lebanon with a 14-7 lead over Willard. They are beating Salem 21-0 at half. Carl Junction and Rogersville. Rogersville winning by 1, 14-13. What else? Bolivar's only beating Parkview 6-0 at halftime.
Oh, that's kind of unusual.
On first down now for the Branson Pirates, out of the double wing, motion man from the right side, and they will give it to the fullback, and he'll burrow up the middle and pick up a few yards. And the running back, Noah McCright, picks up about 4.
Make it 5 yards.
It'll be 2nd and 5.
I was going to say, he got hit at the line of scrimmage, and they put the ball 5 yards forward. That tells you the kind of momentum he had going into the line of scrimmage that time. Second down and 5 from the 45 for the Branson Pirates, who lead 14-7 as we've just started quarter number 3.
The mother of all games tonight, Nixa and Carthage. That'll be a dandy. Back to throw pressure. And a big hit on the backfield and a tackle made and a sack on the play for West Plains.
Zithers brought the outside linebacker, number 4 for West Plains, Warren Lawson. And Lawson got there just about the time the quarterback set up the throw. Throws him back all the way to the 38-yard line, where it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 12. And right now Branson's thinking, well, we are 1 for 2 throwing the ball. One big play, one bad play.
That was a really big play that time by Warren Lawson for West Plains. The senior came up and got the sack of the quarterback. And now Vicente Pastrana comes up under center. On 3rd down and 13, option play, they run left, try to get to the sideline. They do get to the corner, turn it up, and a 1st down.
He picked up 14.
Just across the 50. Boy, we had him on the short side of the field and couldn't get anyone over there to bump him out of bounds.
That took a bad angle from the inside, and he got outside the perimeter and got all the way down to the West Plains 49. So he picks up 14, and it's a 1st and 10 for the Pirates from the Zizzer 49-yard line.
And normally that's their passing game right there.
I mean, yeah, that's their passing game. They flip it back in the backfield and let number 13 and number 4 run around back there.
Clock running again at 10-10 to go in the third quarter. 14-7, we could use a ball on the ground here. They got started a little early in the backfield. Handoff up the middle, gain of close to 5 yards again.
Yeah,
and fullback
no flag
on the carry.
I thought he moved before the snap, but
the fullback definitely moved.
Referee didn't throw a flag, and neither the side or the line judge throw any flags either.
No wonder he's getting to the line so fast.
It's kind of like the Philadelphia Eagles push, or whatever they call that thing.
Bang. 2nd down, about 5, just across the 45-yard line of West Plains. Vicente Pastrana will fake it, keep it, get hit, get wrapped up, stop, gain a one. It'll be third down at about four.
Nice play there by number 22 for the West Plains Brewers. Wyatt Dew came up from that, I don't know if what you'd call it, a strong safety, outside linebacker, whatever it is. He did a good job coming up, got the quarterback wrapped up, threw him for a one-yard gain instead of what could have been a very big gain for the Pirates.
They obviously are in four-down territory here at the West Plains 43-yard line. They got to get four. So if you're West Plains and you're on the edge, you got to be ready for that option play. Here's the snap. Pastrana option, tosses late to the corner. Gets to the side. First down and more down to the 20-yard line. And another option play for a first down and a gain of 13.
Number 13 for the Branson Pirates, Blake Weber, has done some damage against the Zizzers. He has both touchdowns, and he's been able to get to the outside on that perimeter and pick up first downs on two carries here early in the third quarter.
Gain of 10 on that play as he stepped out of bounds on the far sideline at the 34-yard line of West Plains. Game clock down to 8:39 and holding as the player went out. Now on first down, running play to the right. And again, the fullback. He'll be ridden down inside the 30 near the 27-yard line. And they just kind of pound on you, try to wear you down.
Garvin Marshall makes the tackle. And he was the only one near the ball carrier. And fortunately, he grabbed hold of him and kept him from going a long way. He picks up 7 instead of picking up 10 or 20.
The Pirates got the opening kick here, took from the 39-yard line, and they've had it for 4 minutes. Quarterback under center now moves back.
Play clock still at 15, Harlan.
Pastrana was not the quarterback for this team last year, but he has stepped in and given them a very good element on offense. And here's a flag down before the snap. That'll be against Branson.
I think they were lined up in the neutral zone. Somebody was.
And the referee will face us. Dead ball, illegal procedure against the Branson Pirates.
So that's the, is that the first penalty against Branson?
I think so.
I don't keep track of that stuff. I don't keep near as good of stats as I used to, but I think that's the first penalty against the Branson Pirates tonight, and that's an illegal procedure for a 5-yarder marked it off.
We had an illegal man downfield.
That was against us.
Right. And now it's...
And two offsides.
Right. And now from the 33-yard line, or thereabouts, Pastrana on the play will option it to the right side, turn it up, and a hit made at the 29-yard line. Really good defensive play that time by West Plains. Coming up to make the hit was Dawson Roberts, who read that really well, and a very short gain, if any gain, on the play.
A nice play there by the Zizzer defense. They came up, made the tackle, picked up about 2, maybe 3, brings up 3rd down and 5. And if I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm thinking, I got to stop the option to the left side.
Now, they ran the option to the short side of the field last time. The short side would be the other side this time.
3rd and 5, big play.
Really big play here. Handoff fullback wide open up the middle, 20-yard line, 15-yard line, 10-yard line, tackle made, but flags are down. But that could be a face mask.
Yeah, I saw that when it was, he saved the touchdown, but he also going to get a face mask penalty, and that'll be half the distance of the goal from about the 9. So that's going to take it inside the 5-yard line where it's going to be first and goal for the Pirates. And that time the fullback, nobody touched him until he was inside the 15-yard line.
The first rule on defense playing a team that runs this offense, somebody's got to hit the fullback.
Yeah, you got to take away the fullback first, then the quarterback, then the pitch, in that order.
They'll start the clock running again. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. You're going to get home early tonight.
It's going to be a quick evening if it continues like this. Well, it depends on...
Mike?
Yeah, depends on Mr. Renfro behind me, how soon I get home.
He's already blaming you, Mike.
I know.
And now
you got a timeout.
Timeout called by Branson with 6:22 to go in the third quarter. West Plains down 14-7. Back in a minute on KDY.
Well, from that, from downtown, it's not, is it? Wonder how crowded it'll be down there tonight with the homecoming and everything. Yeah. I bet we can find a place.
And we have 6:22 to go in the third, and Branson is threatening to score. They have the ball at the four-yard line. First down, goal to go for the Pirates. Pastrana under center will hand it off, and that's a touchdown as they run over the right guard. And McCrite, the fullback, takes it in for the score to make it 20-7, Branson.
Well, they drove down the field, fortunately, on a bad or a defensive lapse on half of the Zizzers.
So extra point try now. Kicker is on. Holder ready to go. As we wait. And now we're ready. Here's the snap down. Hold good. Kick is up. Kick looks a little left, but it is inside the upright. And it's good. 6:17 to go in the third with the score now. Branson 21, West Plains 7. We're back in a minute on KDY. Harlan Hutchinson with Paul Knight, Drew Joyce, James Hurt, as the Branson Pirates will kick. And they lead it by a score 21-7. That was a perfect thing for them to have happen to start the second half.
Yeah, I was going to say they took the ball right down the field, scored, put points on the board. Now the Zizzers find themselves down two touchdowns rather than the one that they went into the halftime with. And we got a delay on the game here. I don't know what we're waiting for, but everybody's standing around holding, and the referee's holding the football, and
they're determined for you to get home later.
Yeah, he doesn't want me to get home before 11. Huh? TV timeout.
It's a live stream timeout for Drew Joyce over there on the far side of the field.
The officials, now they're pointing at each other, and I think we're finally ready to go.
Good grief, people. Come on.
They're talking to the people upstairs. And they're looking down that way. Something's going on down there. Now the kicker's got the football.
I'll tell you where something's not going on.
It's on the field.
It's on the field.
Yeah.
Grief. Oh, now we're going to play. The kicker has it teed and ready. Rory Weber will approach from left to right. Deep players back at the 10 and 13-yard line for West Plains. Here's the approach, and the line drive kick will bounce oddly to the corner to the side, picked up, and that is going to be a disaster for West Plains. Tackle made at the 12-yard line.
Got tackled at the 12-yard line where he was able to pick it up, unfortunately. The ball bounced around, and the receiver couldn't get it found. So the Zizzers have it a long way away. They're actually going to mark it at the 14, Harlan. Instead of the 12, it's the 14.
Well, that's generous. That's, I believe that's where we started our first drive of the night, or somewhere in that
somewhere in that
area.
Neighborhood, yeah. We've not had much luck on kickoff tonight. Covering them or
well, that's been kind of a season thing, too.
Yes, yes.
From the 14-yard line, first down. West Plains trying to get a drive started. They've got 86 yards to go. Roll out, Miller. Got a guy wide open underneath. Ball is caught by Moore. Missed tackle, 20-yard line. Tackle made at the 23. And that is going to be just short of the first down, gain of 8.
Jacob Moore on the reception. Picks up 8. Brings up second down and 2. And the Zizzers need to move the ball down the field. We're already inside 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Zizzers trail by 14, 21-7. Here at home for homecoming against the Branson Pirates.
Moore goes wide out to the right side with three receivers. Well, actually four to the right. Branson will rush three, hand off inside, and people ran together in the backfield, and that play just went haywire from the start, and there will be a loss on that play of about 3, maybe 4 yards.
I was going to say that play was a disaster from the beginning as the quarterback and the running back ran into each other, and about the same time, three of the defensive linemen for the Branson Pirates were right there to make the tackle for a loss of 3, brings up third down and 5 from the 20.
So on third down and 5, that makes the situation a little tougher. We were looking at second and 2. Now third down and maybe a short 5. Receivers both sides, one to the left. Roll out to the right. Miller has blocking, gets to the corner, trips, turns it up, gets hit. It's going to be close, not a first down at the 20, about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, I was going to say that's going to bring up a fourth down and short. And looks like the Zizzers are going to go for it, Harlan, because they're sending out their two big backs on a fourth and maybe a half a yard, maybe a yard, but it's still fourth down and inside your own 30-yard line. And the Zizzers are going to – well, they got the sticks at the 29, but they got the football at the 28.
So well, the ball is marked at the 24-yard line.
24, yeah.
Have to get to the 25. Here we go. This is the biggest play of the game.
Oh, they're going to punt it. They are going to punt it.
Well, they are lining up in punt formation.
Good snap.
Cropper will kick it from the 12. Gets rid of it off the kind of the side of the foot out of bounds. Not a very good kick. It'll be a short one, and Branson will have good field position to start this drive with 4 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the third.
4:02 to go in the third quarter, and the Pirates lead 21-7. The Zither defense is going to have to come up with a play right here, Harlan. They don't want to let this one go into the end zone because then it kind of gets towards that getting out of hand game.
That turned out in the end to be a 17-yard punt.
Yeah. Went out of bounds. They marked it at the 41. So it's first and 10, Branson, at the Zizzer 41-yard line. Zizzer defense needs to step up right here. And you can look for that fullback to carry the ball a few times right now. You know, you look at their offensive line, Harlan. They go 305, 295,
oh, they're
265.
Huge.
Yeah. Now, the Zizzer defensive line's pretty big, too, but
Toronto, the quarterback, will toss on an option to the right side. They'll turn inside, and they'll pick up yardage inside the 35 to the 33 before the tackle's made by Jacob Moore on that play.
Giles, the carrier, picks up 9. It's going to bring up a second down and 1 for the Pirates now from the West Plains 32-yard line. They just got to get a yard to get a first down and keep the clock running as it's inside 3:45 to go in the third quarter, and the Zizzers trail 21-7. People are still in the stands, though, Harlan. They haven't left yet.
Still in the game, but we really need a turnover badly here. A fumble would be fantastic for West Plains. Second down and very short, and that play will take it right up the middle over the right guard, and that'll be plenty for the first down. They'll pick up 4 yards and a first down at the 27-yard line, and Branson moves the chains, and they just keep eating up the clock.
The Pirates are moving the ball down the field, and the Zizzers are now starting to crowd the line of scrimmage. They've got their three down linemen up, of course, on the ball. Linebackers, all four of them are right behind them.
First down.
We got a flag. No, nothing moved, but they blew a whistle.
Illegal procedure. Well, that helps. It'll be first and 15. Really need a break pretty soon. 3:02 to go in the third quarter. Branson, well, feel like West Plains has run three plays and punted.
And punted, yeah. First punt of the ball game for either team. Try to draw the zithers offside. You can see the linebackers. They're coming on the blitz because they were in the line of scrimmage when the quarterback stepped away from the center.
Motion man from the wing. They go right on the quarterback keeper, and he'll toss it late, very late. And the running back will get a good gain inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. And that was a play of one of those plays where the quarterback tossed it, at past the last second. And a good run that time by Blake Weber makes it a first down for the Pirates.
He was going down as he tossed the ball to the running back, and Weber has done an excellent job of making one person miss, getting to the outside, cutting up field, and making good plays out of bad ones. Inside 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Branson on top, 21-7, with an opportunity to put more on the board as they have a first and 10 from the Zizzer 14-yard line.
Serrano will come up. Pastorana comes up and leads the offense and hands to the fullback. Busts through at the 5, and he'll be stood up there, and he'll pick up another first down, a gain of 10 yards.
And once again, Harlan, that the guy was in motion, and the fullback was moving forward before the ball was snapped. No flag, and they pick up. Well, they're going to give him 9 yards all the way down to the 5-yard line, where it's second down and 1. And there was motion in that play.
Would you be down there screaming?
I would have been screaming every single play
he moves.
I'd have been screaming on that one because he got about a yard start on that play. And like I said, the guy's going in motion. He's moving forward. That's an illegal procedure.
So if you're watching on live stream, watch 28 right behind the quarterback. See if he moves a little early here. He has pretty much – no, he's all right that
Not
time.
On that one.
Running play to the right there. He busts through. McKite gets a touchdown for the Branson Pirates. And that adds on to – their lead as the fullback scores again. Noah McCrite, a sophomore fullback, makes it 27-7.
Well, they've got two guys that have scored two touchdowns. Weber scored two in the first half. McCrite has scored two in the third quarter, and Branson's on top 27-7 with the extra point to come.
Snap back, hold down, kick up, and the kick is good by Rory Weber for the Branson Pirates. And the Pirates lead it now by a score of 28-7. And we're back in a minute on Katie Walker. Here's the kickoff by the Branson Pirates by Weber, and his kick is a high, short one. It comes down to 13-yard line. The return up the middle and across the 25, near the 27-yard line. First and 10 for West Plains with 1:36 to go, and this is only going to be our fourth offensive play from scrimmage here in the second half.
And there's only a minute 36 to go in the quarter, and we've run three plays as Branson has controlled the football in the third quarter. Two touchdowns, kept the ball out of the Zizzer hands, and now West Plains has to get some points on the board to stay in the ball game, as it's a 28-7 game. And big series here for the West Plains offense, Harlan. Need some good things to happen.
West Plains with four wide left. Ethan Miller comes up, rolls out that way. Underneath pass is caught. Immediate hit and a very short gain on the play. That was a really good defensive play that time by Corbin Mullen, a junior defensive back who made a really good hit on the receiver after a gain of one.
Yeah, Duke caught the ball and was immediately hit by the defensive back, so it's a gain of one. Brings up second down and nine for the West Plains Zizzers from their own 29-yard line.
Next broadcast next Friday night from Rogersville.
Travis Smith.
Ozark Mountain Conference play.
Man in motion across the formation.
Long snap count. Here it is. Over to the right side. Pass to the right. Ball is caught. And a missed tackle. And Dominic Hale across the 50. Down to the 44-yard line. I thought I saw a flag in the air, but I did not. So that is a first down for West Plains.
The officials are moving the sticks. So it's a first and 10 for West Plains. All the way down to the Branson 44-yard line. We're inside a minute to go. And the Zizzers are in Branson territory.
30-yard gain on that pass, catch, and run for West Plains. From the 44 of Branson. Miller hands off right up the middle. Taylor is hit, but keeps the motor going. Still going. Look at him go at the 37-yard line before being driven back after a gain of about 8 yards. That could have been a 2-yard run, but it turned into an 8-yard run.
Yeah, it was a good play there by Taylor, as he was not going to go down. Kept his feet turning, picks up eight. It's second down and two from the Pirate, 36, and this could be the last play of the quarter with 10 seconds to go in the third.
Quarterback will keep throw underneath. Ball caught by Dew at the 29. Hit, tackle, 27-yard line of Branson. That's a first down after a gain of nine, and that'll be the end
of the quarter. Stops the clock with the first down.
They'll move the chains and start the clock again, and that'll be the end of the quarter.
The Zizzers are up there. They want to get a playoff here in the third quarter still.
Why?
They're going to have to. They're not going to make it. That's the end of the third, Harlan.
They had the wind at their back, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Branson, 28, West Plains, 7. And we're back in a minute on KDY. We come back to play, and a pass out to the left side. That ball was caught. That should be enough for a first down for West Plains at the 17-yard line.
Jacob Moore went down and got that one right inside the out-of-bounds line. Picks up 10 yards. It's a first and 10 from the 16.
And now draw play up the middle, big hole, and a first down and more. And look at Jackson Taylor drag the crew.
Taylor
may be in for a touchdown. He is. Touchdown, West Plains. Jackson Taylor with maximum effort right there makes it a 28-13 game.
Taylor, that was all Jackson Taylor right there, Harlan. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, got into the linebacker situation, was hit again, got to the secondary, got hit again, gets in the end zone from, 16 yards? And it's a Zizzer touchdown, and it's a 28-13 ball game.
Reed Cobb will try to make it a 14-point game with this kick. Snap good, hold good, kick up low, but good.
Cobb makes it a 28-14. We'll be back in a minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
11:35, down by two scores as we come back to Zizzer Stadium. Is it too early to onside kick now, you think?
Not really. You got basically the whole fourth quarter to go. You've played 25 seconds in the fourth quarter. Cobb's going to kick this one onside. And onside. We got it.
Oh, the Zizzers got it. They got it at the 48-yard line.
So the Zizzers get the onside kick. West Plains has the football down by 14.
Dominic
an opportunity
Cale.
To put points on the board.
Dominic Hale recovered the onside kick as Cobb kicked it to his right. And that ball
took a Zizzer bounce.
It took a Zizzer bounce. It was taking an anything but Branson bounce. It was crazy.
Tonight's game brought to you by Goebbels Collision Repair on Old Airport Road in West Plains. Relax. They will take care of any need you might have from now on.
How about that? Zizzers get the ball right back with 11:34 to play. Down by 14. Pass over the middle. Ball caught. And the tackle made at the 40-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play. And West Plains moves the, don't move the chains, but move the ball down the field.
I tell you what, number 22, Wyatt Dew, does an excellent job of finding a spot in that zone and getting open and catching the ball and putting it away and picking up yards. Picked up 8 there.
Four wide, 3 to the right for West Plains on 2nd and 2. Running play up the middle. Jackson Taylor, first down, 35-yard line. Down to the 32-yard line as he picks up 8 and a first down for West Plains.
Those folks that headed to the parking lot a little earlier, they may be heading back in because the crowd's kind of getting excited here as West Plains is driving the ball down the field, down 2 touchdowns, but still 11 minutes to go in the ball game, and they have the ball at the Branson 31-yard line.
On... It is first down. It is first down. They marked that ball at the 32. And now Miller back to throw. He's looking left. He has protection. He runs to the sideline. Throws it away on the run out of bounds.
And the umpire, the referee didn't throw his flag that time.
Well, Ethan was only probably about 2 or 3 steps from the sideline. So,
yeah,
that one was fairly obvious. Second down and 10 for West Plains.
I think the referee said something to him because they both acknowledged each other as they walked by. As Ethan headed to the sideline.
It's 28-14, and Branson's up by 2 scores. But, Paul, they haven't really stopped West Plains tonight.
No, we've stopped ourselves with the interception and the fumble. In their territory.
2nd and 10, 32-yard line. Pass over to Dew, who makes a bobbling catch. Keeps his balance across the 25 to the 24-yard line. Good effort that time by that's Wyatt Dew. On the reception.
Looked like Dominic Hale wanted to take the ball from him as he was trying to pull it out, and Dominic wanted to run because there was nobody tackling him. 3rd down and 3. Big play here, Harlan, for the West Plains offense. Need a 1st down to keep things going right here.
4 down territory, obviously, at the 24-yard line. Quarterback keeps, hit, blindsided, sack. Sam Varesca. Came from the outside. Well, that's a good defensive call. They called it at the right time, and they nailed Miller. And now
Miller's hurt. Miller got hit right around the shoulder pads and the helmet neck area. But he's going to stay in the ball game. He's a big guy.
Well, it wasn't a blindside hit, but it was almost a blindside hit.
Unfortunately, though, it's 4rd instead of 3rd and 3. It's 4th and 9.
Well, that shoulder better get well quick if he's a little banged up, because now it's a 4th down and 9 on the Branson side. They make a lot of racket with 9:26 and counting in the ball game. Back to Miller. He looks, he throws high, tip, double coverage, incomplete. Maybe even triple coverage at the 20-yard line. They're trying to get the ball, I think, to Jacob Moore, but the ball was too high, and it'll be Branson ball, turnover on down.
Turnover on downs that time, as the ball was just a little bit too high. As the receiver was semi-open, he wasn't completely open, but he had his hands on the ball, and it goes off his hands, incomplete, and that's a turnover on downs, and the Pirates stop the Scissors, and it's 1st and 10 from the, where are they going to mark it, the 29? 30-yard line, somewhere around there. They're going to put it right on
right
the 30.
On the 30. This is your crew, isn't it? They're marking it right on.
Right on the lines,
on
baby.
The line.
Right on the lines. You know, they do that all the time in college anymore, too. It's on a line. It's never half a yard or a third of a yard. It's a yard.
Bunch formation. They'll hand off to the fullback, and tackle made by Jacob Moore on McCrite as he got across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Gain of 6, 2nd down and 4, and the clock continues to move.
And if Moore doesn't make that tackle, he's going to go 70 yards.
Well, we're bunched up about 9 guys on the line of scrimmage here, so if they get past the line of scrimmage, it could be a problem.
Yeah, it could be a problem because Moore's the only guy left to make a tackle if they get past the front 9, front 10, whatever you want to call it. You can't really count the cornerbacks because they're kind of outside the formation, but there's a bunch of people right there at the line of scrimmage. Scissors have 8 men within a yard of the line of scrimmage.
No wide receivers for Branson here. They run it again with the fullback, McCrite. He'll get close to the 1st down.
They're waving the flags on, so it is a 1st down. So with 8:25 to go in the 4th quarter, Branson gets a 1st down. That gives them 3 more plays to take some time off the clock, and the Zither defense is going to have to come up with a play right now.
Already here, we're winding down the 4th week of the football season, which doesn't
fourth
seem
week.
Possible.
Man, we're a third of the way through or more. Next week we'll be halfway through.
Halfway there, yep.
Yeah. And we go to Rogersville to take on the Wildcats.
Clock running. Branson lets it run, and now they come up on 1st down and 10. New set of downs. Pastrana, the quarterback, comes up under center. They look at the play clock, run it down some more. They'll hand it off fullback. McCrite running right. Picks up about 3. Tackle made that time by West Plains' Raiden Wilson.
Raiden Wilson, we haven't mentioned his name much, but he does a really good job at that middle linebacker position. He goes from sideline to sideline. He's got to chase the ball everywhere. Scissor defense, that 3-5. Basically, it's a right now it's a 4-4 because they've walked up the defensive end on the tight end side.
On 2nd down and 6, the Pirates continue to milk the clock, and by the time they snap the ball, we'll have 7 minutes to go in the ball game. We're close to it. Motion man in the backfield. Quarterback keeps, and Pastrana goes to the side, turns it up. 50-yard line, hit there, down to 49. That's 1st down for Branson with 6:55 to play. 6:56.
Across the 50-yard line, Harlan, so they're now in Zither territory with less than 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Zither's trail, 28-14.
It's almost the equivalent of the old four corners offense in basketball, where now it's a game of keep away, and the Pirates are built for that kind of game for sure.
Yeah, they are, especially with that ground game.
We wait for Branson.
They're in no hurry.
They're going to use all the time they can.
This is their defense on their heels.
6.5 to go. 7 men on the line for the Scissors running play right, busting through. McCrite, gain of about 9 near the 41-yard line of West Plains.
So the Pirates are doing what they want to do right now. They're running the football. They're wearing the Scissors down, and they're picking up anywhere from 5 to 9 yards every play.
You know, it may not be important in every game, But I think tonight it really was, and that's the coin flip, because Branson got the ball to start the second half and had a 14-7 lead already, and they marched it down, took tons of time, and increased their lead. I think that was really a big part of the game there.
Well, I was going to say the second half has been basically Branson. We had the one drive, but we also had our one punt. There's only been one punt in the ball game, and that was ours. And we've also had two turnovers. They've had one that have kept points from being put on the board, and there's a first down run for the Branson Pirates. So we're going to be inside 5 minutes to go when the next snap is taken.
McCride on the run, Eli Hutzler with the tackle for West Plains, and it'll be a first down for the Branson Pirates as Jackson Hunter will come out of the game for the Zizzers. 5.5 minutes to go.
Zizzers take time out, Harlan. They want to talk things over and probably more than anything else get a little rest.
And stop the clock. 5:25 to play with a score. Branson 28, West Plains 14. Back in a minute on KDY. Back here with Paul Knight. See what happens here with West Plains on defense trying to get the ball back, but the Branson Pirates are in the catbird seat with a 28-14 lead and a running play to the right side. That's not going to be enough for a first down, but it's going to be very close.
And if you're a Branson Pirate fan, you don't like what you just saw there, as one of their leading running backs, number 13, the Blake Weber, was slow to get up, and he is limping profusely over there on the Branson sideline, and medical staff is looking at him real quickly.
He's their big play guy.
He is the guy that has broken the big runs.
Two plays on third down and long tonight on option plays that they've been able to get key first downs and keep possession. Those were really big plays.
Second down and about one for the Pirates. We're inside 4:30 to go in the ball game.
And now Pastrana will keep it, turn it up inside. He's going to trip over the 13-yard line and be tackled there at the 12.
The 13-yard line was our 12th man because he was in the end zone except for the 12-yard line that he tripped over, and the Zizzer defense was able to cover him up, and it's a first and 10 from the 12.
Tripped over that paint stripe there at the 13, tackled at the 12, and it'll be first and goal for the Pirates with 4:14 and counting in quarter number four.
I want to give a kudos to the student section over here for the West Plains. Student section is full. They've got a bunch of kids over there all decked out in their garb and rooting on their Zizzer teammates.
Been a good homecoming week. More activities this weekend. Here we go with Branson on first down and 10 from the 13 of West Plains. Quarterback will keep Pastrana inside the 10 near the 7-yard line. Gain of 6.
Taking the ball down the field are the Pirates. Zizzers haven't had much answer for the Pirates except for the one fumble.
Branson, outside of that, you know, Branson has played a really clean game.
Yes, they have. They've played well. They're a good football team.
And they've kept their penalties to a minimum tonight.
They're a good football team. Their only problem is they're Class 5.
That's a rough neighborhood.
A rough neighborhood in Class 5.
And you're talking about Nixon and Carthage and all those people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think in Webb City 5A now.
Yeah.
Webb City,
Carthage. But you don't even mention them first anymore when you're talking about those big teams.
No.
First down, or make that second down from inside the 10, running play over the left side. They'll get inside the 5 to the 3-yard line. Gain of about 3 on that run. Clock keeps a ticking. 2:40 to go. West Plains down by 14 points, 28-14. Olivia Rodriguez was the homecoming queen tonight here at West Plains High School. Big night for her. Everybody looked great. Some really pretty dresses out there during the ceremony.
It's just a great evening for football. I mean, it's a nice night. The temperature's perfect. Got a great crowd on hand. The Zither offense has played well. The Zither defense, they've just been wore down. The Branson Pirates run the football, and they've done a really good job of wearing down the Zither off defense.
2 minutes, 5 seconds to go.
Uh-oh.
And Branson jumps outside.
They just had a penalty.
Right after we bragged about their no penalties. We should have done this about an hour and a half ago.
Yes, about the middle of the second quarter.
Yeah.
But the Zizzer defense is, they just give up no big plays except for the one pass. The one pass play was a big play. Other than that, you know, 10, 15-yard gains is about it, but they're just been consistently moving the ball down the football field and picking up yards.
All right. They'll move that ball back, and it'll be
third and seven. Third and seven.
Man, this bunch takes their sweet time, don't they?
Well, they get the play clock. Well, they're going to take a timeout now, Harlan.
Timeout called by someone.
That was Branson.
Branson called time with 1:40 to go with a score of 28-14. Back in a minute on KDY. Here's a third down play. Quarterback Keys Pastrana to the corner, tackled at the 5-yard line. And that will bring up fourth down with a minute 30 to go.
And we got a flag.
And
unsportsmanlike.
Flag comes in at the very end. Well, not at the end of the play. That was way after the play was over.
Don't forget, buy or sell real estate with the Iron Brand Realty right here in West Plains, right on Porter Wagner Boulevard, on Porter Wagner, West Plains, Missouri. They're talking it over. I don't know who they're going to throw this against. West Plains is backed up. Branson's backed up, so maybe one of those. Well, it's on both of you. So we're just going to leave the ball where it is and go from there.
That's a really good idea.
Let's see what happens here.
Personal foul.
Oh, against West Plains. So guess what that is.
That is an automatic first down, is it not?
It is.
That'll move it down to the 3. With a minute 30 to go, they may try to score again. They may just take a knee here.
Knowing Branson, they're going to score. They're going to try to score. Let's put it that way. They don't pull back very often.
But the scissors are on defense. We'll see what they do here, and it'll be Vincente Pastrana, the quarterback, coming up.
The Zizzers have 2 timeouts left, according to the scoreboard. But I don't think we would take one if the Pirates decided to take a knee. But I don't see the Pirates taking a knee, Harlan.
All right, they come up to the strains of Leonard Skinner with 1:20 and counting. Pastrana will stand there with 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Man motion, running play right. There's a touchdown by McCright, and Branson adds on with 1:10 to go in the ballgame on a 3-yard touchdown run, and the Pirates increase their lead now to 34-14. So here comes the extra point crew.
Well, 34-14, but it was a better ball game than that, folks. Let me just tell you, it was a better ball game than the 20 points or 21 points the final score is going to be.
Extra point attempt now by Rory Weber for the Pirates. Snap down, hold, good kick up and down the middle with 1:10 to play. Branson 35, West Plains 14. We're back in a minute on KDY. Here comes the kick by Branson, and it is a pooch kick. Fair catch called for on the other side by Aiden Judd. I think it's fair. I don't know. It's out of bounds, and it'll be first down for West Plains at the 39-yard line.
First and 10 for the West Plains Zithers. 1:09 to go in the ball game. They trail 35-14. And the Zithers' next game, of course, next Friday night, they'll go to Rogersville to take on the Wildcats. And didn't you say the Wildcats were just ahead of Hillcrest like 6-7 nothing at half?
I'll have to look here. They were not actually. That was.
That was Parkview.
Yes. But we will see how things are developing here as we go back to play. Rollout pass, Miller to the right flat, caught by Dew, 40, 45, out of bounds, 48. And there's one kid that has helped his stock tonight, and that's Wyatt Dew.
Wyatt Dew is catching the football, and he likes to run into people too. And there's nothing wrong with that when you're playing football.
Well, no.
If you like to run into folks,
you better not mind it.
You've got a job. First and 10. No, they call it a second. Pickup of 8. So it's second down and 2. Clock stopped, 1:03.
Quarterback rolls left. Miller looking left, looking for Dew. Now pressure from the backside. Throws across his body. Ball caught. What a catch by Dominic Hale. 30-yard line, 25-yard line, 20-yard line, 15, 10, 5. Cuts it back. Touchdown, West Plains, from 53 yards.
53 yards out, and we get on the board with 49 seconds to go in the ball game, Harlan. What a pass and throw, pass and catch.
Boy, Hale caught it, and he just ran away from everybody down the left sideline. So West Plains will come out for the conversion, trailing 35-20 with 49 seconds to go. Then we'll try the onside kick.
You think maybe?
And then if we don't get it, Branson will fall on it, and the game will be over. Here's extra point try by Cobb, and he hits it up and good. 49 seconds to play with a score, 35-21. Branson, back in a minute on KDY. West Plains got the last onside kick. They trail it 35-21. Dominic Hale is on the wide end here on the right side. Let's see if Cobb kicks it this way. And he does, and a big bouncer is going to be covered by the Pirates' Dakota Schaefer at the 49-yard line. That'll be the ball game because now all Branson has to do is take a knee.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they run a play or two.
So far tonight, let's see some of the other games. Mountain Grove is beating Willow Springs 27-8. Fair is putting it on Salem 43-0. Nixa is putting it on Carthage.
Ooh.
Tonight, 38-14.
Ooh.
Let's see what else we got going on around here. As Rogersville.
They are going to take a knee. They're in the victory formation.
Play Rogersville next week. They're beating Carl Junction 27-20. Victory formation, knee taken by Vicente Pastrana. And that will be...
No, it won't, because the Scissors take timeout.
Good grief. Timeout. 44 seconds to go in the game. 35-21. Back in a minute on KDY. West Plains just burned their last time out. Another knee taken, and that will be the football game right there.
Yes, it will.
We're down to 35, 40-second play clock, and we are done. The final score here is Branson 35, West Plains 21, and a good football game, and we'll come back to wrap it up in a minute on KDY. Paul Knight, it was one of those nights where, say, the final was 35-21, but it was a better ball game than
it was. Like I said earlier, when Branson went up 35-14, we said the final score does not represent the kind of game we had this evening. We had a very good football game. Branson scored those touchdowns in the fourth quarter to put them up in front and kind of take things away. But Scissors played well. They can hold their heads up and know that next week when they go to Rogersville, they're going to be in the ball game when they walk out on the field against the Wildcats.
And as I mentioned a little while ago, in games being played around the area tonight, Rogersville with a lead. That game obviously not over. 27-20, they lead Carl Junction. So we'll see the Wildcats next week. And congratulations to Olivia Rodriguez, the homecoming queen for 2025 for West Plains High School. Big thanks to Paul Knight, and also, of course, across the way, Drew Joyce on the live stream. Back in the studio, James Hurt. I'm Harlan Hutchison, your final again. Branson Pirates come up with the win here tonight at Zizzer Stadium for homecoming on final of 35-21. Until next week, from Rogersville, we say so long from Zizzer Stadium.